Today we are visiting with Nate Osmundson. I was going to use Nathan. I don't know.
Usually it's Nate. Unless I'm in trouble. Okay. So. Yeah.
Nate Osmundson is our rec director for Boone, but also participates with a number of different groups like Visit Boone County. Mm-hmm. And Visit Boone County, of course. Well, you've kind of picked up a lot of the responsibility. What's going on the green space?
Yeah,
kind
yeah.
of thing. So those are just some of the things that are falling into your court.
Yeah. So just a great opportunity to work with all of the committee members there for Nights on the Green. And we have a full slate of exciting opportunities for the citizens of Boone coming up here.
So for those that are wondering, it's a Friday night event. Nights on the Green in Boone is Friday night event. Mm-hmm. And we know actually the very first one's coming up this Friday.
Yeah. Wow. It's all May. It's May. May. Yep. Our first one is this Friday night. The theme is Cinco de Mayo, and Scott's Amusements will be there. There's free carnival kids rides. Our sponsor for this one is Members First Community Credit, and the band is Kennedy Station. Okay. So kind of a neat mix of, you know, you're getting Scott's Amusements, you're getting our good friends at Members First as a part of it, and then the Kennedy Station Band. Yeah. It's going to be a great night for families and everyone to come out. Obviously, you hope for great weather. That's always...
I looked at that forecast. It's looking awfully good.
I ordered very good weather, so I'm hoping we get to cash that in.
The one thing is, we did Scott's Amusement last year, huge crowd, especially young kids.
Yeah,
parents bringing out the kids for the carnival rides.
Oh, absolutely! I have children that are kind of getting older now, but anytime you can have a safe, friendly family environment, and that's really what's happening here. That you can bring the kids, they can have a great time, and the parents can enjoy a great band, and there'll be great food trucks happening. Some new food trucks coming out for this year, so it's going to be a terrific way to kick off May.
I heard Scott's were going to bring their mini donut and maybe some funnel cakes too.
I've heard there's some dessert items. I think everybody will have to stop out and see exactly what those are. Is that
check
a little bit of a tease?
Yourself.
Yeah, sure. I definitely don't need too many of those, but they are delicious.
One of the things again, because we kind of block off the area downtown where this happens, because you do have adult beverages.
Yeah, there are adult beverages for sale. Those will be. I think the Cinco de Mayo theme will be featured even in the beverages, possibly. So you'll have to, if that's something that you choose to imbibe, that those will be there for sale. And kind of a nice outdoor way to kind of kick off the pre-summer, if we'll call it that, and head into our next one that will be coming up before you know it in June.
The one thing is, people need to know that the street is going to be blocked off. The intersection of 8th and Story will be blocked off. Probably not so much on down towards Midtown Crossing and places like that, but at least that intersection and maybe right in front of the green space.
Yeah, kind of centrally located on the green space, obviously. But anytime that there's beverages of the alcoholic kind, that you have to have a defined area and things like that. And so, you know, working with the city departments as well to make sure that's done right and done effectively, so everybody can have a great time with the amusements and having a pint if they so choose, to have it still be a family environment that's safe and welcoming to everyone.
Right. So first, and we again, folks, they don't go forever. I'm going to say it's the first Fridays of the month through September, right?
Yes. Our last one is September 5th.
All right, so let's take a look just quickly to let people know, because I know, I think everything is already set up and sponsored too.
Yeah, we are ready, locked and loaded to go here. Our second one is June 6th, and that theme is kind of classic cars and cornhole. Mm-hmm. So we'll also have Mr. Z from the library with kids activities. The sponsor is Landis. The band is Jake Doty and Hawk McIntyre. So that'll be a pretty cool second Nights on the Green.
That's coming up in June.
That's in June. And then we're going to not go on the 4th of July, because I'm sure people have plenty of plans for that one. But on July 11th, we're going to keep that theme, though. We're going to keep it Celebrate America. And we'll have bounce houses and kids activities. The sponsor is Ogden Telephone, and the band is Casey Kearney.
Okay.
And then we go into August, and guess what that theme is? Yes, parents, it'll be back to school. Our sponsor is the Boone County Hospital. There'll be, again, all kids' activities. And the band is one that I've really enjoyed before. The Sons of Gladys Kravitz will be coming out.
Okay.
And then we go into September, Fall Fest, September 5th, and our sponsor is Midland Power. The band is Jesse and the Medicine Men. I would like to say that we have a lot of new food trucks and vendors that are going to be joining us this year with exciting things. Like for Cinco de Mayo, there will be kind of following that theme with our food trucks.
Sure.
And there will be something announced. You're going to have to watch the Visit Boone County social media pages. There's going to be a pretty cool announcement there that I know a lot of people have worked really hard on for the young people in particular that they'll enjoy.
Okay. Now, the one thing is, and I know that you recently got on that committee to do a part of this and be a part of it too, but doing a lot with the green space down there. Pretty exciting. I mean, once you have a regular thing going on, keep our fingers crossed for the weather, obviously,
because
it's always better when the weather's good. But we are going to stay down there. Now, last year, of course, had the street resurfacing,
right,
and that had an impact on some of it. But now that that's all taken care of, I mean,
all systems go.
Yeah, it's ready to go forward.
And that's what it's really kind of been a pleasure. I haven't built this, you know, Chris and the team, the committee, and
various, you just get to come and tell me.
Yeah, I get to come and tell you about it. The hard work is done by all the folks on the committee and people around the city, volunteers helping, coming to make sure it's a great event, and obviously all of our great sponsors making it something that is gaining popularity. And, you know, I think that helps it be a thing that's here to stay.
As far as the green space goes, and I know there are some other ideas and things you'd like to do, but are we looking at getting more like picnic tables and things like that? I just thought I'd throw this one out.
This is a great point. We are going to be putting in 4 picnic tables at the green space. That is looking at exactly what those colors are and how they'll be put in. I think it's going to add a little touch of that downtown feeling that you get a lot of places.
Sure.
Somebody wants to go have from one of the businesses wants to go have lunch there or a Saturday picnic with the kids, and you got a little bit of green space. And I think it'll add a nice aesthetic to downtown. And hey, I enjoy sitting a lot, so I'll be using those picnic tables myself.
So but those are things that people will see some of the changes that we have are going on.
Right, and those are going to probably go in after September.
Okay,
just so we're out, you know, we're not digging things up not digging things up, but not being a impediment to Puffer Billy or something like that. Another great committee I get to
be a
enjoy.
Part of.
Yeah.
So eventually they'll get there. Maybe not right away.
Right.
But there'll be a lot of other things that'll be set up for people to participate down there.
Oh, yeah. And I've already this spring saw some events that are kind of headquartered there at the green space. Mm-hmm. I think that's great. You know, we hope to do, and it's not my idea. I have to thank my friends at the library, that possibly doing a movie down there on the stage and a family movie that everybody can come out and enjoy it's probably going to be a weekend night and see something. Maybe it'll be a Halloween movie, something like that.
we'll
who knows? I think we'll ask for the public's input on that a little bit. But yeah, it's a really great space that lends itself.
It offers you opportunities.
Yeah.
It's a lot of opportunities.
Absolutely. And I should say, nobody likes roads being closed. And I certainly understand that. But I think, you know, for one time a month, and things like that, where it's a very positive thing for people to come out and enjoy and have a good time, I think it's worth it.
Okay. So. Now, this is just one of the things that you're working on. I know recently, first of all, you had a meeting and got a bunch of the groups that are involved with different activities and things like that. Where are we going and how can I help you, basically?
Yeah, that was I really would like, if anyone's listening that came, I would really like to say thanks to those individuals. I think Boone has had such a wonderful history of investing, you know, everybody investing into recreation of all kinds, obviously. Mm-hmm. One of the greatest places you could take a vacation is Boone, Iowa. And I tell people that all the time, and it reflects in the numbers that all of the, you know, rail explorers and,
sure,
you know, tubing down the ski hill there.
Things they've got.
Yeah, and it's so good. And so then we have all these clubs and activities that are going on. And I just, you know, I met with a lot of them, spoke with them on the phone, emailed back and forth. And it was, you know, what are the impediments to things? What's being, you know, we know there's a lot of great things being done by people who are just, you know, donating their time and, yeah, and investing in people. What are the impediments? How can we attempt to fix them? Can't fix everything. You know, there's no magic wand. But so hearing from them, and then a great partner in all of this, I think, will be the school district. It has been a great partner. They've really opened up the doors and let things happen there. And I think, you know, from my standpoint, clearly we're going to have to lean on the school a little bit in some of those things. And just a great group of folks over there at the school to work with, possibly, you know, doing a 28E where we can, mm-hmm, do some shared use of facilities and things so we can help there be more activities happening.
Well, when we get Tim Pizzetti in, you guys, yeah, go, oh, to man, one.
I'm sure there'll be a lot of questions for Tim. Really glad he's coming. I think Lindsay did such a great job in the interim, and having Tim come in is a big thing for Boone.
You could work on those. Those are just how can the big, yep, thing for you was, I don't want to take over your program,
right?
But how can I help you with your program?
And that is the secret there. It's and I talk to a lot of people. They're not looking for a takeover, but how do I help? And how that shakes out, yeah, ultimately will be interesting. But what I've received is, you know, people are working really hard to make these things happen for young people right now. And how can we, you know, is it a calendar? Is it how do we do this? And we have recommended that people push stuff to the chamber calendar.
Sure.
And Jen was so nice to offer that up, so we at least, you know, we know what's happening, mm-hmm, around town. And going forward, how, you know, how that shakes out ultimately, we want to be an asset to the programs that are happening. And are there programs we're missing that we can delve into?
Mm-hmm. I know some of those that I can remember back there, like soccer, boy, we could, mm-hmm, use some with coaches and locations and things like that. And Little League, you really don't have to worry about. Their big thing right now is getting some lighting up.
Yeah, and what a great facility. I got to be a part of the opening day there, and I was just amazed. I say it all the time, and people probably think it's, you know, passe of me, but I always say that Boone has this civic pride that is just uncommon in places I've been. People are proud of their community, and they show it by volunteering, helping. None of that happens. I think 70 years of Little League doesn't just happen. A lot of people have to pulling on the rope to make that happen.
Right. There are some things I know you're interested in trying to get started, mm-hmm, and you got some grant dollars to help with this. Talk a little bit about those and where you're at on putting this together.
Yeah, we had some great partners from Boone Force and Pratt Fenton Trust that decided that, you know, they want to support what's happening in the city of Boone. A couple of things that we have going that we're close to announcing, so don't quote me completely on this. I know we're live here, but looking at a cardio dance class for all ages, probably likely in the auditorium there at City Hall on Saturdays. We'll get the exact details out to everyone. There's a few things to iron out. Also, a blast ball program, which is really tiny kids. I think, you know, you see a lot of the ages 3 to 5, 3 to 4 for that. And it's really, it's very social. It's boys and girls. It's really kind of introducing the sport without super competitive ideals. Obviously, some kids will want to be more competitive than others, but a lot of times they'll want to just see their friends. So blast ball, usually I'm having a tough time locating you have a bass that makes sound, and the little ones love jumping on it. And those are have been sold out for about a year.
That's one of those supply things.
Yeah, a supply chain. I don't know how I got caught in that. But and then looking more towards late summer, early fall, starting flag football. Mm-hmm. There's a great thing that's happening called it's something we could just do here locally, mm-hmm, and just have teams here. And there's another opportunity to partner with the Central Iowa Recreation League.
Okay.
It's headquartered out of Nevada. Nevada is one of the schools, I believe Huxley. And it's real focus is recreation, providing a little bit of that travel feel, that competitive feel, sure. where you're not just playing your neighbors every week. You're going to another town, but you know it's only a couple hour investment. You're not going to Kansas City or Omaha. Yeah. You're getting a little bit of that taste of it, and it really their focus is what kids are being missed that aren't participating. Well, let's get mm-hmm. them participating, and let's bring the communities together to make that happen.
Get them out, and you know. It goes where it goes. We're seeing
right.
flag football all over the place.
Yeah, my nephew from Minneapolis just came down to West Des Moines to the Recplex and played. I've never seen flag football played like they did. It was highly competitive, but it is a fascinating sport. I just saw the quarterback for Nebraska was playing on the field, and he with the ladies that have a flag football team at Nebraska, and he got sacked. And so, I mean, it's just, it's a sport that's growing. It's going to be an Olympic sport, which you never think was going to happen, but it's a lot of fun. And, you know, especially if you have a younger kid yeah. who they're maybe not crazy about contact,
yeah.
You know, that might be a good way to start and you can get into that. I coach high school football for 10 years, so I really love the game, but this is a good way to introduce concepts of football yeah. and in maybe a little less threatening way. And, it leaves room for improvement and things like that. So it's a great opportunity for that.
I know you've looked around at the other opportunities we have. Look, we have a huge, a great disc golf course.
Yes.
At McCoast Park.
And
now,
I,
again, this is one of those, there are people that go out there and participate mm-hmm. in that, but what, you know, how much more could be done?
Yeah. So there is, tournaments are going on, and that is a sport that used to kind of be
Kind of been self-contained, isn't
right,
it?
Maybe that's, and I'm definitely not an expert, but yeah, it has been. People kind of went out with their friends and did it. Now there's tournaments, there's professional tournaments where you can win money and things like that. And one of the best players in the United States is, I think, from Urbandale. Yeah. So it is a great way to utilize a park that maybe we didn't think of, because you know obstacles and difficulty is really kind of important for disc golf. From what I understand, I'm not good. I've tried it and I'm horrible. But I think McCovis Park, it's one of the best parks I've ever been in, and it just adds another layer of positive things we can do. So can we host a tournament? Can we pull that off? I think the answer is likely yes. It won't be easy, but I think that's something that anytime you put another positive activity in a park, it just makes the park better.
And here, it's not like taking over those that are already doing it. It's just, right. You know, is there more we can? Have you been contacted by other groups to say, what can you do to help us with, say, slow pitch softball or, you know, things like that?
I have had some of those conversations, and I think those are ongoing. But, yeah, not taking over, you know, this is somebody's home course. That's kind of how I look at it, you know. Yeah. And they're the experts, not me. So how, you know, is there a time that a tournament would be great where there's not a, you know, you always look for other tournaments happening. You don't want to interfere with those, but is there something, you know, meeting with some of those experts saying, hey, how could we pull this off? And is there a need for it or what else can we do?
Sure.
And I think that's true of tennis or pickleball. I've talked to some people, you know, we can do some tournaments. We don't want to interfere with, you know, longstanding yeah. things that have been happening, but is there something we could do that's a lot of fun, gets people involved and have a good time?
I know you went to the senior center and talked with them about yeah. what they would like to. And again, I'm guessing the cardio dance might be one of the things.
Absolutely. Everywhere I've been, there's ideas. And there's, you know, I think a lot of times we think of recreation just being for youth. And that's not true at all. It's, you know, it might look differently for people in the 60 plus category, but absolutely willing to try that. One of my ideas was to, you know, is there a need for a exercise class that just focuses on mm-hmm. seniors? I had a really popular class in where I was before that really worked well, and we had good attendance, and mm-hmm. we had a great teacher. And that's probably what it comes down to, is somebody who's really trained and working with, because you know a lot of people yep. have different things going on that you have to adjust and adapt to.
And some of this is going to be, like you said, working with the school district for locations
sure.
and things like that.
Yeah.
And they are busy.
The school is so busy, and it's a, you know, that's a great problem to have, and how we fit everything in is going to be, you know, a challenge, but also that's a great problem to have.
All right. Back to what we started with.
Yeah.
I need to know. Let's talk a little bit more about Nights on the Green. Again, it's always the first Friday of the month, except July.
Except July, yep. We sidestepped July 4th.
And we are starting it out this Friday. And once again, kind of give us a little highlight of what's coming up. And again, time-wise, really 5 to 9?
That's my understanding. Yep, 5 okay. to 9.
So streets get blocked off middle of the afternoon.
Right.
Plan accordingly.
Yep.
And start showing up because things will get set up and everybody will start having a good time.
Yep. You'll be able to do some activities, hear some good music, have some food from the food trucks, have a beverage if you like. And I think it'll be a really good time for everybody. And the weather is looking good right now. Let's hope it stays.
Yeah. Keep my fingers crossed.
Yeah.
You'll be the one that
I know. We'll have to.
Anyway, so the May 2nd is the start. And again, that's going to be kind of a Cinco de Mayo.
Yep, Cinco de Mayo. The next one in June is Classic Cars and Cornhole. So you can probably ascertain that that is going to be, we're going to have Classic Cars and Cornhole there with Mr. Z from the library with okay. various kids' activities. The band will be Jake Doty and Hawk McIntyre. I think they might go by Jake and Hawk. I'm probably wrong on that.
No.
The 11th of July, it'll be Celebrate America, and we'll have bounce houses and Casey Carney. And then August 1st, we have back to school theme, and we'll have the Sons of Gladys Kravitz then. And then we have the 5th of September Fall Fest theme with Jesse and the Medicine Men.
I think the big thing is for people, come on down. You can come and go as you please.
Yeah, there's no ticket sales. This is for the community, and I think there's going to be new food trucks that haven't come. There might be a few holdovers from the past.
Mm-hmm.
Some bands that haven't played before.
Sure.
So you're going to get, you know, it's going to be a great evening where you're going to be able to eat and drink and listen to some good music and have great activities for the kids.
All right. And don't forget, you got your local places that are going to be open downtown too.
That's right. So. Every place will downtown will probably find a benefit in this. You know, it is a headache sometimes closing down the street, but it's really for the community. I think it'll be a great time.
Nate Osmondson, a guest on our program today. We're talking about, again, our first Friday event coming up, Nights on the Green, but also some of the other activities going on for Boone Rec. And if people have questions, want to visit, they can get a hold of you at City Hall.
Yeah, I'm at City Hall. I'm on the second floor. Swing by. You can also email me. I'm right on the page there. Uh-huh. And love to talk to you. Love to hear ideas. A lot of people have found me up there in the second floor. So stop on by and love to hear your ideas or thoughts.
Thanks for taking time to come and visit with us. We'll keep in touch with you. And when other things come up, we'll just pass the word along. The big thing is if people want to know about times for events and things, we push them to the chamber calendar. Right.
Yeah, for the activities for the youth sports, I think folks are using it, and I hope that's something we can grow. And just thankful for Jennifer over there for making that happen.
Thanks for taking time to come in.
Thanks so much for having me.